I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
To me, the Yankees are still the team to beat in Major League Baseball, and they will be because they're going to continue to win a lot of games and a lot of series. Yesterday, you lose 2-1. That's got to change in the postseason, and I think it will. I really do. For some reason, I just think this Yankee team is different.
Yeah, well, they are. They play better defense. They're more balanced, whether you talk about, you know, the catching situation, the base paths, the contact hitting, the play at shortstop. You know, I know they're still mashers and they hit a bunch of homers. I mean, we're talking about adding a lefty in there with Rizzo now for a full year, who's been a difference maker. They are different. The pitching, top to bottom. Remember, too, they're going to get guys back in the bullpen. They're already one of the best bullpens, if not the best. They're going to get guys back. They could add another starter. That, to me, would be the biggest, I don't even want to say issue because I don't think there are major issues, but if you can add to this Yankee team right now, forget Gallo, he's irrelevant. They'll find somebody that can plug that. You can bring up Andujar and get better. You can put Jerry or I in there and you get better production or similar to what Joey Gallo's been giving you. But you, if you don't trust Cortez 100%, if you don't trust Severino, maybe wear and tear coming back off the, you know, injuries that he's had the last several years, do you trust him in the postseason as a legit number two? Maybe they can add a guy like Montez or Castillo. But that, outside of that, I mean, this is, there are no perfect teams. This is as well-rounded, as balanced, as dominant a team as we've seen. And the only thing they haven't been able to do is get over the hump in the postseason. And that's what they need to do this year.
The one thing you will have, and I said this to Kim the other day, too. I don't want to make a move. If I'm the Yankees, I don't make a move just for move's sake in terms of a trade. Because I think they are about as complete a team as you're going to find. That having been said, if there is a move that they need to make, the league is so damn top-heavy that you've got, you're going to have 15, 16, 17 teams at the deadline that know they have no chance.
Right.
So you're going to have a big pool to possibly pull from or trade from.
Even with the expanded postseason, I have not looked at the bottom of the standings because we haven't had
so many bad teams.
Well, the obvious bad teams, yes. But I'll give you an example. A team like the Red Sox, who early on were all like,
oh, they're in the mix.
Pick them apart for J.D. Martinez or whatever. And they're in second place right now. So you look at the playoff picture in the American League, you can argue that everybody outside of Baltimore, Detroit, who if somehow people thought were going to be good this year. I mean, that was ridiculous. Kansas City and Oakland. That's four teams eliminated. Everybody outside of them, you can argue, are going to have a run at a playoff spot.
Maybe, but I'm talking by the trade deadline. So
it's only another, a month, but,
I mean, teams like Seattle, the Angels, and the Rangers, I mean, they're under 500 now. They could fall off even further. By the trade deadline, they could all be out of it.
Yeah.
And the Astros running away with the division, and I understand the expanded playoffs, but if you're 7-8 games under 500, are you really going to start giving up assets for what? You have to have some semblance of a thought that you can do something in the postseason to make those moves.
Right.
And I think because we're so top-heavy with the Astros and the Yankees and the American League, and the Central is what it is. I mean, whatever. Someone's going to come out of that and they'll be out in the first round. But I look at this, I see team after team after team. The Cubs, the Reds, the Pirates.
National League, there's
more. These teams are dead.
There's seven already, at least, in the National League that have no shot.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you could probably pick the playoffs right now. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, I mean, maybe there's one that's going to be left up for grabs. Anyway, it is going to be fascinating to see. See, I was thinking the opposite, that because of the expanded postseason, maybe you'd have to wait a little bit for a team that's thinking, oh, we'll make a run at the playoffs. But you could eliminate some, you know, certain teams already, no doubt about it. And the point is, look, the Yankees are going to be able to add whatever they would want, as they always do. Remember last year, the Yankees were a prime example. We were saying, trade guys, sell off. They're not going to do any damage. They went out there and looked to add. And look, they made the wild card because of it. Now, it didn't work out very well for them. But anyway, I think that they'll go out there and add a piece or two. My question to you would be, do you worry about Judge in center field?
No.
Because outside of starting pitching, wear and tear, playing center field every day with his body, who's been injured, if something happens to him, that changes everything. So maybe they look to go out there and get somebody who could actually be a center fielder.
I heard him the other day. He was asked about playing center field, and I'm paraphrasing, but it was essentially, I love it out there, is what he said. And, you know, he said, I grew up playing center field. I love center field, and he's enjoying it. No, I don't. You know, at some point, and I know he's had injury issues, and I, you know, a lot of guys have. At some point, though, you got to let him just go out and play. And right now it's working. He plays it. Plays a good center field. We see what he's done. Now, I know the slump. Didn't the slump coincide with him, his arbitration signing?
I guess. I mean, I don't
know. He was six for his last 37. This is about as prolonged a slump as he's had all season.
Well, right. But, you know, baseball, but, I mean, even the best of hitters are going to go into a little
bit
of a funk.
Point is, he's been off the charts offensively. He's been good in center field. No, I don't worry about it. You know, these guys are world-class athletes.
I know, but there's no need. Look, their best lineup right now, no doubt, him in center field. Yeah. And I know that he loves to do it. I'm not saying he can't do it. I'm saying his body, that size, the fact that he's been often hurt, his value to the team, like you want to
DH him.
They had a nice balance here. However, they could use, you know, Hicks was supposed to be the center fielder, mm-hmm. and he's not. He just can't play center field anymore. That's a problem. So I do think they need to find somebody who can play center field a little bit more regularly and give Judge, even though he likes it, give him a rest. Look, you want to get to the postseason and say, hey, this is our best lineup with Stanton in right, Judge in center, whoever they want to work it with, DH, you know, amongst the guys in the infield, fine. But I would worry a little bit. They still got 3 months to go here.
Yeah.
And they've been fortunate. They've been good, but they've been fortunate. Not in the bullpen, maybe, with the injuries, but with that lineup, they've been fortunate.
Well, if you take Gallo out of the mix, which I think at some point he will be, you're looking at Stanton, Judge, and Hicks, essentially in the outfield, right? Am I missing somebody?
No, can they do better, though, than Hicks?
The point would be then, if you're going to go after somebody and it's not a starting pitcher, for instance, that's where you're going.
The problem is there aren't great options at center field, specifically center field, which is why I would say, all right, we'll just get somebody who could at least defend out there and then maybe figure out a way to get... Oh, look, I like Andujar in left field even more so than I would Hicks. I know they love Hicks, and for whatever reason, they don't like Andujar, but I thought he looked comfortable in the times he got called up this year. Look, Yankees are loaded, and it really wouldn't even matter. I don't even think it matters, even if you kept Gallo in the postseason and bat a ninth. I guess the difference would be 2-1 game with the Strohs, you need every quality at bat you can get. You can't be wasting them with a guy like Joey Gallo.
7:17, it is Sal and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo. We'll get you Crystal Presti coming up next. Later in the hour, Sal and I will kind of take a look back to some of our favorite highlights, if you will, over the last 35 years.
As listeners and fans or as employees?
Both. Yeah, because okay. I picked out a couple of them. A couple of them are as listeners for me.
Mm-hmm.
So we will do that, plus Christopher Mad Dog Russo coming up at 8 o'clock as well. More on Durant. More on the Knicks, more on the Yankees, all that to come right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.